PFT Media.
Scarlett, have you done something different with your face?
Shut up. Don't be stupid. Well, actually, I have been working on my skin.
That seems really expensive.
Actually, it's really reasonable considering I get help from my personal beauty consultant.
Wait, you've got it like that? That you have your own personal beauty consultant?
Leanne, you don't get it. It's one of our biggest fans, Melinda.
She's not just our biggest fan, she's my big sister. Although, she does specialize in makeovers, skincare solutions, looks for your lifestyle, facials, image consulting, and the biggest one that'll help you the most, fighting aging skin.
Shut up.
How'd you manage to get Big Sister as your personal beauty consultant anyways?
Actually, it's really easy. I just went to marykay.com/mnovello and clicked on her link, got her phone number, and messaged her. So it was really easy, and Melinda can help anyone out. Just go to marykay.com/mnovello. That's MNOVELLO today.
If I wasn't so beautiful, I would go to marykay.com/mnovello to get my skincare solutions. That's marykay.com/MNOVELLO.
Enjoy the show.
Yeah, enjoy the show.
My life may not be easy, and I sure know how to make it hard. That's what she said.
I may not be real. I also might not be a housewife, but I am a real train wreck.
Keeping it real with the Real Housewives of Reality, Scarlett and Allison.
You look so beautiful.
Stop it, you do.
You stop it, you do.
Memorize the name on it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, if you're going to fake it, just make sure that she knows you're not faking it.
Oh my God.
I have a feeling since you tried to crack a dumb joke that means we're recording.
Yeah, that's it.
No, we're not recording.
That's a lie.
Leon, you ham. You're trying to ham it up.
Can y'all bring the show
in? Get back in the water,
you
silly goose.
You guys have zero energy and you're blaming it all on me this week.
Oh, we're about to have energy though because it's Beverly Hills. It's Christmas. Welcome to the Real Housewives of Reality. I'm Allison.
I'm Scarlett.
Leon, I know what love is. Good intro,
You also don't know how to talk into the microphone.
I just said I know what love is.
Wow. Wow.
Wow. Wow. You didn't have to scream it. You're hurting. Ouch. Ow. You're
hurting. Ow. Yeah. Ow. You're screeching. Screech of the week?
Ow.
Okay.
Ow. Okay. Yeah. So Beverly Hills. Season thrillings. This one. This gave me life. It gave me everything. We're finally doing it. Also, the coffee finally kicked in. So sorry that I was just trudging along.
Yep. So. Sutton's just trying to keep herself safe. I love that she was not shy about that.
She's trying to stay clean.
She's trying to
So start with this. I called it the summit or conference at Tariq's house, where they all just plan how they're going to like Sutton.
Yeah.
And then she's like, look, I don't want to be involved. Yep. Ruth Madoff has zero friends. Again, oh with the Madoffs.
I know. Again with it. And then Lisa's like, Renna, I swear to fucking God. She's like, oh, I don't care what anyone thinks about me. Of course you don't. Nobody fucking likes you. No one cares about you, Renna.
Didn't you compliment her hair this week, though?
The fuck I did.
You said you loved her in that wig.
No, I didn't.
Oh.
That's what I heard.
We're going to get to that.
Shut your fucking mouth.
But then also, for one, Renna does care what people think.
Yeah.
I think if you also think about the timing of this whole recording.
Yeah.
Like, I think they're like teetering on, oh, where are the fans going to fall? Like, I want to be the fan. Like, and Erica has always been... I mean, even with you before this season, like you always loved Erica.
Beloved.
She goes, princesses worry about their reputation.
Queens don't.
And I was like, I just wrote with an arrow, fuck you, Renna.
Fuck you, bitch.
But Sutton's totally right to be like,
yeah,
this is, I don't want to be involved. Like, how
and
to, like,
oh God. And, Kyle says that she talked to a lawyer and then Dorit's like, I sought counsel. I'm like, boy, George is not counsel.
I as a citizen of the world,
I sought counsel
through.
She didn't say by who, but she says it later. But I'm like, boy, George is not counsel. Okay.
But then also, Kyle's so shady because she's like, oh, Sutton, you sought like legal counsel with your attorney, and that or like something. Like, she's like, oh, so, and Sutton's like, well, yes, of course I did because I want to know what's going on.
Well,
and
then
like,
going
Kyle's
on.
Like, oh yeah, well, she's like, well, I asked a friend's husband.
To break down the article.
But so that's going to come back because Kyle will be like, no, I didn't. Like, she's keeping herself. I simply asked a friend's husband. I didn't seek counsel. You know, it's
why are they being so shady about this? It's like, you're either believe her or you don't. What the actual fuck?
And it's because she's guilty as fuck and they absolutely know it.
Sutton's spilling 10-year-old tea all over the place. She's like,
it's
a little
in an
bit,
article because
she's had a little bit of gossip.
Why is an article in it? Like, it's like, yes, it's the LA Times, but it's like, this is, we're not asking you to read a Harry Potter novel.
No, I know. No one wants to read the whole fucking article.
Everyone's like, yeah, I hired someone to read the article for me. But
what kind of life are you living? Jesus.
And I will just say, I just took it in how insane. Dorit cracks me up this episode because she's insane with it. And just like, I too sought legal counsel.
Counsel?
Because like, it's just Boy George being messy on the phone. Uh-huh. And then, but how many times does Dorit also say, it's just the widows and the orphans?
Oh my God, right?
Can you imagine? It's just sick. This makes me sick. Ew.
They should be paid back.
And it's not funny, but it's so weird. Like this episode, I want to do a table read of. Like,
when oh my god, that would be fantastic.
It'd be so fun to just record a table read.
Oh my god,
it's almost like it's a like as much as we have to sit through the fucking fake murder mysteries on every other season.
For real,
like,
this is a real murder mystery.
We're in a real true crime thing, but it's like with them all trying to like housewife their way out of this. Yeah. And Sutton's the only one that's. Sutton,
you know, and they're okay. You know the accident, the whole thing. Oh, we had the accident. He went off the cliff. He hit his head. You know that's not true. That's not true. Yeah. Stop saying it. And it's not. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this out. She's lying.
Definitely.
She's covering.
And I look at Sutton going, well, I'm not buying a 3-year package. It's like good. That's a good line, but it is true because it's like it's not. This happened 3 years ago, but it's been going on for 10 years.
Yeah.
And they say that in the article. You don't have to dig deep on that.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, yeah. And also, they've only been caught for 10 years. And if I know liars and cheaters, which I do, it's like, when they've been caught, there's add double that time.
Right.
Especially if they're a man. Especially if they're a white man.
And then, I don't know what Rena said, but I got pissed. I said, here we go. Rena, fuck off. Your hair is a fucking tragedy. I don't know why I said that, but I got mad. And I wrote that Rena's hair is a fucking tragedy.
Well, that was tragic.
Before Sutton pulled out her notes, though.
Second biggest tragedy. And also, but when Rena, because she's like, so what are we going to do tomorrow? Like, hey, girls, it's me, Lisa Rena.
Oh
what are
God,
we going to do?
Know.
But did you notice, like, it's very out of shot, and I couldn't tell whose glass it was, but she, like, tops off someone's red wine so high. And Lisa's not drinking red wine. So I was like, oh, maybe she was just reaching to get that glass. And she's having white wine, but I was trying to see, like, who. But I think it's either Sutton or Dorit.
I think it was Dorit.
Because then, like, Rena starts to, like, grill them with, like all those loaded questions. And I was like, you're so shady, Rena, for, like, because it's, like, because, like, she's just pouring. Because I was like, what is that? Like, it's slightly out of shot, but I, like, it just caught my, again, I'm always looking at the food on the table.
Monster.
Or the drinks. So, but, like, I want, like, a double. Like, they didn't.
Yeah, she went full glass, dude. Full glass.
Yeah. Like, comedically high. But it's, like,
and then Sutton pulls out her notes. I was like, oh, shit.
But even the, like, yeah, but Dorit going, everything that I believed about Erica is the diametrical exact opposite of what.
Yeah.
What's diametrical is that?
I'm like, you mean she pulled the old razzle dazzle on your asses, is what she did.
You mean she drove you around in fancy cars and stuff like that?
Yeah. And they're like, oh, we're going to ask her the hard questions. Ask her whatever the fuck you want. She's not going to tell you the truth. She's not.
Yeah. And what is like, Crystal's like, and if this is true, that it's all a lie, then fuck you.
Yeah.
I was like, good, Crystal, finally. Like, it's like this.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah. I was like, oh, okay. I'm kind of enjoying the fact that the last couple episodes, Crystal has been like quiet. I'm just like, good. Mm-hmm. I hate you.
I'm telling you, the real money is being quiet. Like that. Well, Sutton's being like, I don't want to be entrapped with my friend. Cause you know, on screen, she can't say co-star. Like, it's like,
yeah,
crap. I'm in this like contract with Bravo, but also I don't want, I am not taking this on. Like, I've been here for like a year. Like, I just got my diamond. And she earns her diamond this week in my family.
Fuck yeah, she earned her fucking diamond. She earned a goddamn crown. Put the crown. Take it off Lisa Vanderpump and put the fucking crown on Sutton. And then get the small one and put it on Garcelle because she's working on a big one. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, she already owns crowns, remember?
Oh, that's right. Put a fucking crown on, bitch. You're the queen. Mm-hmm. You're the queen.
Then, so they say, we need to ask the hard questions. And then Kyle being like, oh God, well, I hate the gossip, but when's the next time we'll see her? Oh God, my Christmas party.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Kyle's like,
oh. I hate to make it.
Loves it.
Yeah.
Oh no.
I can't
God,
believe it. I have to. We have to ask her the hard questions at my Christmas party.
I just feel so bad. Like, I'm the Grinch who stole Christmas. And I was like, or the Grinch who stole Erica's Christmas. And I was like, you know whose Christmases got stolen?
The orphans and the widows.
The widows and the burn victims.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So
too many syllables for Dorit.
Too much. So then we see Garcelle is having her family thing, which, my God, was the cutest shit ever.
It was cute.
Garcelle's son has a face tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that.
Just a little eye drop, though.
And then he has a Louis Vuitton pattern tattooed on his throat.
Okay.
I love that. Not kidding.
Yeah, chic.
It's so chic.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. No.
I loved it. I fucking think it looks fantastic. Next tattoo,
do it right.
Sexy as fuck. Right. But it was just so cute. Every time she would go near her grandson, he would freak out. And she was like,
oh. She was like, oh, he's not having that. She's like, oh, my son. And it's like, they're like, oh, we wish you lived closer. And I'm glad I don't.
I don't. Yeah. She's fucking pounding it. Yeah. She's like, oh, I overcooked the turkey, but they don't care. They're kids. They won't know.
She made that dope ass. I know you don't eat pork.
I don't eat pork, right. But it all looks so fucking looks fantastic.
Really I wanted all of it. And then, yeah, it was very cute and very real and it very really family. Was. And just, and
that's be like, oh. The first real glimpse into like a strong family dynamic for Garcelle, because it's always either been her and just the boys, the twins, mm-hmm. and her ex, or, you know, her and one of the boys. But this is like the whole family. That's something we've never seen before. And I thought it was absolutely so fantastic.
Yeah,
so
but cute. I'm sure Garcelle's not going to be like, oh, hey, come film this fucking filth show with your newborn baby. Like, please mm-hmm. drive out of your, like, please, drive yeah. 2 or 3 hours
come
out of your
drive home. Over here for this. Yeah, but yeah, I'm Christmas, sure. You're
like,
right.
I get it. But
yeah, they're like, yeah, the I don't know how they quarantined with 4 kids under 4. And he's like, I wish you lived closer. She's like, pff. I don't. I was like, yeah, truth.
But not even in a mean way, but she's like, nope, I already raised my kid.
Yeah. But it was so cute to see. She was so proud of Oliver for being, mm-hmm. for coming out of his darkness, for overcoming his addiction. And, well, you know, of course, he's still, once you're an addict, you're always an addict, but you're always in recovery. But she was just so proud of him. He's like, I had a diaper in my back pocket. I think I'm a dad now.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. It was. I thought it was just so sweet. I loved every second of it.
The newborn loved the mac and cheese.
And oh, my gosh. Yes.
Like, someone likes grandma's mac and cheese. And they're
a Grammy.
Someone likes granny. Yeah. And she was like, well, we won't be calling me that.
Not calling me that.
Heart stop.
Yeah. You guys, we're not calling me that.
So then we get to see Kyle and Dorit FaceTime while they're glamming.
Oh, my God. Can we not?
I'm so excited about my big hair. And then Kyle goes, I'm bringing you nice tequila. Should I bring anything else? And Kyle's like, just yourself. Oh, by the way, guess who's coming?
Teddy.
Teddy. And there's a pregnant pause.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like I don't remember the last time I've spent time with Teddy, and it shows her at the loft where she's like, "We got tequila, we got sushi. Oh wait, Teddy, can I get you some water?"
Yeah. Oh, as a citizen of the world, get out, mm-hmm. get off of my screen, Teddy. Yeah. But I love. Slowly, we'll get through the rest of it because I think we should break before dinner.
Yeah, totally.
But I just love everyone's reactions to Teddy. Oh my goodness, oh, Teddy is coming. Wonderful.
Yeah. Was it when they were on FaceTime when Dorit's like, do you think Erica knows we had a meeting? I'm like, no, she doesn't fucking know you had a meeting.
Why would she know?
How would she know that? What the fuck? Like, why?
She's knee deep in her own meetings and Xanax.
Yeah, really.
Or allegedly. But it's like,
apparently, I got so upset by this. I wrote, Christ on a cracker, this is going to be a disaster.
I don't. That kind of rhymes. That's cute.
I don't know why. I got upset there and I wrote it. I was like,
don't say Christ on a cracker at Christmas.
Well,
and not at Kyle's Jewish Christmas.
I could say, God damn it, at Shabbat, I could say Christ on a cracker at Kyle's Christmas party. Oh, my God. And then, of course, the. Kyle sets the fucking poinsettia on fire. I was like, uh-oh.
Wait, did I miss that?
Yeah.
I was
near.
Writing notes she, my head is like down for part of it.
She oh, had God, a Kyle poinsettia off. Near a sterno. It got the fucking.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, Kyle.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, now everyone's starting. Let's take a break because now everyone's going to be showing up at the party. So This would be a good place to take a break. We'll play the clip of the week, which is of our queen, Kathy, of course.
Yes. We haven't even gotten Kathy yet.
Oh, thank God for her. I love how through this entire thing, she looks both concerned and unconcerned at the same time. I don't know how she does it, but the entire time, she's not concerned and concerned all at the same time.
Kathy's doing what Sutton is trying to. Like, Kathy's like, I will have none to do with this.
She's vaping in the background.
She's like, I'm not doing that.
Like, she's like, I'm out of there. All right, so let's play the clip of the week. We'll pay some bills, and we'll be right back.
Yeah, because I'm about to get on a or have a gorilla.
Oh,
that's your name. Spoiler alert.
Oh, God, I have to pee. Be right back, guys.
See, I'm wise enough to know when a clip needs clipping. And I got just the one. And this week, our clip is second to none. It's the clip of the week.
It's the clip of the week.
Clip of the week.
Clip of the week. Yeah. Girl.
It's the clip of the week. Ooh. The clip of the week. Yeah.
So you want me to play the clip of the week here?
Yeah. Play.
Okay.
Clip of the week.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
How are you?
Discombobulated.
Same. So do you know
I have no idea. Oh. I'm trying to put 10 pounds in a 5-pound bag.
Hi, my love.
Hi, sweetheart.
You're beautiful. Mwah.
Hi, sweetheart.
How are you?
Trying to get things together. I'm literally ready to have a gorilla.
Have a gorilla. Kathy,
have a gorilla. What's that expression?
To have a gorilla. What does that mean?
You know, I'm being dramatic. Like, I'm going to have a horse. I'm going to have a gorilla. I'm going to have a barrel of chickens, whatever. It's just like, that's my chicken. That's my chicken. You know, give him the chicken.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Scarlett looks more gorgeous than ever.
Oh, okay.
I love these glasses.
Thank you. I got them from Zenni Optical. They're aviators. They're like rose gold. I kind of never gone that way before, so I was like, I'm going to give it a try. Love them. I got matching sunglasses, prescription sunglasses, another pair of glasses just in case. And I think Leon got like three or four
I did,
pairs.
But Allison didn't notice how nice my glasses are.
It's okay. Come on, stop it.
It's okay. It happens.
Leon looks great too, but Scarlett, I can't help it with you.
Thanks, Scarlett.
Wait, but can I get glasses that aren't prescription? Because I don't need a prescription.
Yeah. You can get anything from Zenni. You can get prescription, non-prescription. They have
safety glasses.
Safety glasses. They got it all. We got like all like six pair of glasses with shipping, lenses, the whole nine for what it's going to cost me for one pair at the optometrist.
Oh my God. What?
It's
with the
insane.
Same frame?
Yeah.
No. So
well,
I got
it's kind of the same frame. Same, same style, yeah. But so
I got
expensive.
I got a pair of aviator sunglasses prescription, and we're old, so it's multifocal prescriptions.
Yeah, I got bifocals.
But normally the cost of a decent pair of aviators is $150-$200.
Yeah.
For a decent pair, you can get the cheap knockoffs.
Yeah, you can.
But for mine, that I think they were like $50. Now Scarlett's a little more blind than I am, so hers were like $70.
I got like the super thick lenses. Yeah.
But like she said, six pair of glasses. Less than what the cost of just one pair of prescription glasses for Scarlett would have been.
I love it.
With insurance. We have insurance.
Yeah. That's with insurance. So I couldn't even imagine what it would be without insurance. So
I do think that Zenni does do stuff with your flexible spending accounts, your health spending accounts.
Or HSAs,
So that's technical. You have to check them.
Well, that is such a deal. I wanna get some of my own. I want the aviators because I'm obsessed.
Yes.
So what code can I use?
Yeah, no, just go to our website, rhorpodcast.com/sponsors, and click on the Zenni link, and you'll get free shipping with your order.
Yeah, that, and then, you know, it just depends. They have a bunch of different other things, too.
So many great things.
If you're a teacher, first responder, anything else, you can sign up for that. Frontline workers, you can sign up, and they'll verify it, and you'll get 10% off your order.
Yeah.
We get that because of what I do for a living, so it's a great thing.
Yeah, so go and check it out at our website. Click the Zenni link and get some awesome glasses. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? I know for me personally, the last year has been really, really tough, and there was a lot of times when I wish I had someone to talk to. But the good news is, there is. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating with them in under 48 hours. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. visit betterhelp.com/ROR. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. And join over the 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. Now remember, there's a special offer for the Real Housewives of Reality listeners. You're going to get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/ROR. And you can use the promo code ROR in checkout. Remember, that's betterhelp.com/ROR. BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com.
Is somebody, are they drag racing Fast and Furious style down your street right now? Oh,
that's constant. I'm surprised that that's never happened before, like on the podcast.
Like you have cars racing outside your window and I have Ella going after the cat in my house, so.
I like constant sirens too. That's
oh, I love it.
Welcome to Hollywood, baby.
I'm so happy for you guys, but can y'all start the show or we're going to talk about drag racing and dogs?
Wow.
I'm sorry. Can we start the show? Can Kyle cook her own food?
Of course not.
Yes.
I love that she says that she cooked all of the fucking food whilst showing us the people cooking the fucking food.
Right. Well, I think it's like, who knows what they think will or won't be edited out.
And then you know? she's like, of course I cooked it all. Then she slowly closes the doors.
She's just basting there. They just pretend they only basting it. I don't let people touch my food. And then like yeah.
They cut to the fucking caterer and giving her a piece. Oh, it's perfect.
Which, fuck yeah, those caterers though. She had like 10 caterers. It's like 10 people making that meal. But
I know.
That looks good.
It looked like fucking fantastic. Are you shitting me?
Like, family style.
Just, hell yeah, girl.
I wanted to be there. But
oh my God, right? So does Kyle own Erica's neon or something? Did you see? She's got the big fucking neon.
Pink neon.
What?
Kyle.
Ugh. It's weird.
Stop letting Faye Resnick decorate your
No house. Shit. God. We need some Faye. Wait, that's who we need. We need.
Yeah, I want Faye. Like, psychic. I want Faye at dinner, not Teddy.
The psychic.
Yeah. Crazy Faye. The morally corrupt Faye Resnick.
Yes.
No, I would appreciate some more sprinkles of Faye,
mm-hmm.
like this season in general, because she's also apparently, I think she's close with like obviously Kathy, Kyle's sister, and then, like, but I believe a little bit Crystal, or I don't know. But I was just, but Chris, like, Faye's, she gets in there, like she does, like she loves to, like she'll
come in and stir some shit up,
like Kyle will tell her what to do, and she'll go, she'll do it.
I love it so much.
So Garcelle arrives first.
Yeah, at this point, I wrote, this whole thing's giving me stress diarrhea.
I was loving it. I was getting amped up. I was like, oh, it's coming. Like it was like,
oh boy. Garcelle shows up in this. I'm sorry. I mean, she looked beautiful, but what was that? It was big. It, the dark it was lipstick? A lot. No, the.
Oh, I like the ruffles. The I always tooth, like a ruffle.
Like, but it was a lot. It was a lot.
But yeah, it was. I seriously, am a sucker for ruffles. So to the point where it's a problem because they don't go with my body type.
Yeah,
and that's fine. Like if it just it was like quite a.
It was a lot. It was a lot. Uh-huh. It was a lot.
I mean, Garcelle, she can wear whatever she wants.
She looks stunning.
It's one of those where it's like you can.
I wouldn't wear it, but she looked great.
I'm gonna say blessing and a curse because sometimes you wear things you shouldn't wear because you can do it. You can wear.
Yeah.
It. But I love that consistently through this season, because Garcelle does not like Kyle very much.
No.
Like. They still have that stuff from last year.
Yeah.
But it's always Garcelle, I think, just arriving on time. I know. But she's always like, oh, wow, I'm the first to get here. Yeah. Like, oh, so no one else.
Okay. Hmm. And then Teddy shows up. She's like, get me a drink.
Like Garcelle's like, and the confessional goes, I don't know. I just don't like Teddy. There's no real reason. She's just annoying.
Yeah.
She's like a gnat. She's just like there. A gnat. Like
yeah. And then Dorit can't open the door. She literally like, as a citizen of the world, I'm not sure how a door works.
Guys, she's like, let me in.
Are you going to open the door? Are you going to open the door? Is anybody going to open the door? Hello? Door. Citizen of the world here. Door.
Well, first, Rena is there inside.
Oh, like, fucking Rena. God and
that,
damn it.
What is that wig?
I can't.
To me,
I can't she fucking
looks like,
take it.
To me, it looks like Khloe Kardashian. And I'm not kidding.
I don't know. I hate her so much.
Why does she? Yeah, and she's like, oh,
it hurts.
Have you met Heather? And then she's like painful. Talking about the Versace shoes that she bought. And she's like, oh, well, you know what, baby? They were, I'm so glad I got them, but because they were pricey, but half off on sale. And it's like, you know that Rena's trying to set up, like, see, not everyone in Beverly Hills spends money. Like,
yeah.
We're not spending ludicrous amounts of money.
And she's like, Dorit's going to try and rip them off my feet. I'm like,
well,
shut the fuck
Dorit's
up.
Our little Versace queen.
She's our Louis Vuitton.
As a citizen of the world, I rent the runway. You know, there's no way she owns all that stuff. I love Dorit, but I'm like, what are you and PK up to?
Yeah, really, for real. So Dorit can't open the door.
Thank God for Erica. Mm-hmm. Like, I hope Dorit's thanking God for Erica, because it's like the eyes are off her and PK's shenanigans.
Oh, right. Yeah. So finally, everybody shows up. Oh, Kathy shows up.
Sorry,
and I don't know what. I mean, she looked adorable, don't get me wrong. But she was already like, she already couldn't handle life like right then. It was just like she came in, yeah, in a whirlwind. She's like,
oh yeah, like dealing with all the stuff,
dealing with blah, so blah, much blah. Stuff.
Maybe, maybe planning like the Hilton Christmas party, maybe. Or something like that. Maybe, yeah, maybe. She didn't say what.
And
it
then
was.
She had a gorilla. She's having a gorilla.
I could have a gorilla.
Like, what the fuck? And Kyle acts like it's normal. I guess it is normal. But then they show Kim.
Well, because they're like, what does having a gorilla mean, Kathy? Like the producer say, like,
yeah.
She's like, I don't know. When you're freaking out, have a gorilla, have a
chicken,
horse, have a barrel of chickens. And they show the cute,
yeah,
chicken flashback. And I miss Kim.
Chicken. Like, chicken.
Chicken. There's my chicken.
Yeah. So that was fun. It just, when Erica showed up, it was beyond awkward. It was like, when is this going to happen? Because when they're like sitting down and she's like, oh, we're socially distancing. And I said, well, not in the way that you think, but yeah, we are.
Yeah, they all shot a look around. Also, Erica's the only one that had to drive herself.
Not to mention, they also full up her skirt shot, by the way. You could see her underwear.
I was thinking that. I was like, are you allowed to do it? If there's, I mean, she obviously had underwear and stockings on, but I was like,
yeah.
Because
her undergarments were white.
Panty gate season.
Yeah.
If, that's
her undergarments were white, by the way. But yeah,
like,
yeah, she,
they're like granny panties.
She
like,
drove herself.
Hate, but I was just like, that's not on brand for you, Erica.
Yeah. She drove herself because guess what? She can't pay for a driver.
Yeah. But you know? I don't know.
She's like, I drove myself, so I'll take a Coke. And then what was the whole thing with Sutton trying to Coke.
Well, oh, I say Coke too. And then like, herself, like, I call it Coke, not Coca-Cola. I never say Coca-Cola. And I was like, we're doing a lot of Coke work this season. Like between Kathy Hilton and like, I was like, did Coke get like a Bravo?
Are we sponsored? Yeah, is this sponsored by Coke? But anyway, that was
also my note for when Erica showed up. I went, Erica shows up, opens door perfectly.
Yeah.
And they're dot, dot, dot. On drugs? Question mark. And I'm sorry to keep. And
guys,
I think she's abusing drugs, but I think she has been prescribed.
I have that written
this.
Down. I'm like, she just seems an emotionless robot.
And she's already cold as it is. Like she's. Yes. We've seen her be cold, but she is truly like she walks in like a mannequin. I'm like,
yes.
Is this Kim Cattrall from the movie Mannequin?
No shit, so, like, right? But it's like probably like, shouldn't be driving.
Yeah, but I just want to reiterate. I don't think she's abusing them. But
no,
like,
I just think
not,
she's
not
she's
all the way here.
Yeah,
like,
she's
I'm like,
not.
This is not like she is just fully like just staring forward and be like, yes, that I.
Yes,
I don't know.
I don't yes, know. Yes, exactly.
And Teddy, she goes, "Oh hi, you look wonderful. Great to see you."
It was, like, it's bizarre.
She went back into like lawyer's wife Erica mode. Mm-hmm. Like how many times did Erica do that 20 years ago? Mm-hmm. Like when she was like Tom's young wife and like mm-hmm. at work fun, like, oh hi, wonderful to see you. And mm-hmm. it's a very I forgot your name. Like she, like,
yeah.
she doesn't know who Teddy is. Mm-hmm. Like there's no like
yeah, there's nothing there. Kyle, you're spilling your gravy all over the place. Kyle. Kyle.
And Erica had nothing on her plate. I want to get to that.
Oh my God. Yes. Thank you so much. I noticed
because
that too.
Well, because Kyle shames Dorit, and Dorit has some of everything.
Fucking Kyle's got 40 gallons of fucking gravy.
Kathy's like
fucking
3 feet high.
Yeah.
It's like, I was like, do you need help carrying that? Like,
yeah.
It's as big as the candle.
Like,
she
you
had.
Know you can go back for more. You don't have to get it all in yeah, one shot. Can.
Well, also, Kyle, keep your eyes on your own plate, though.
Yeah,
like,
really.
She
shames
Kathy's plate.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're on a diet, Kathy? And then she's like, Dorit, this is not the time to diet. And
yeah.
And then plate had literally two slices of turkey and one scoop of mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I'm like, yeah, you should probably
with
eat
that
more. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and I'm a grazer. Like I'm notoriously like, just, I like to like,
yes.
Bit by bit. Like I'll get like five plates, but like one thing on it.
That's what
time.
I do too. I don't like to mix. Yeah.
But it's like, oh, I'll mix, but.
Oh, no. My food cannot touch.
I'm what is it? That's whatever. If you're nasty, like it's, yeah. I'm that, I get.
All the way nasty, girl. All the way
holidays,
nasty.
On holidays or like that kind of spread, it's like, it's getting everywhere.
It's all the way nasty.
I disagree with cranberry sauce, but that's neither here nor there.
I love the can of cranberry sauce. So when you dump it out, it's got the lines where you can cut it from the ridges in the can. It's fucking
I mean,
fantastic.
If I host a Thanksgiving, which I have, like a brag, which I have before.
Jeez, weird flex.
But I always make sure to have that because people love that. But I truly have an actual problem with sweets and savories.
You do?
Together.
You don't do umamis? Yeah. You don't do umami very well?
No, I don't. I don't do sweets. I will do salt. I'll do spice. I'll do like
ooh, girl
savory. I do not sweet. Like nothing gets me angry. Like I do not. I'm not here for I could go
not here for it. You don't want cranberries in your chicken salad? You don't want that at all?
No. Oh, I get. No.
I get. She's on one.
Don't you?
Don't know what I go
through. Ever. You don't know what I go. You don't know what I go through when I see sweets with savories. I really don't do it. I don't like it. But I get that cranberry thing is a staple, and I make sure it's like you need to have it.
Yeah. So they're sitting there, and then Sutton just pulls the pin out of the grenade and just fucking launches it. Boom!
Oh yeah, because part of everyone's like, "Wow, so tender, like, to health and happiness." Or well, yeah, but like, to health and like, Narco's like, "Yeah, that's what my doctor said the other day. At least I have my health." And I was like, "Yeah, you know who doesn't have their health?
Yeah,
and Erica, you can afford a doctor."
The widows and orphans and burn
the
victims.
The widows and orphans.
Oh
the burn
my
victims.
God.
And, they're so sick.
And then,
but yeah,
fucking,
then here we go. Suddenly, right after
yeah,
the
straight Garcelle. Out of the gate, right, and then Garcelle just takes Dorit and throws her ooh. All the way under the bus. Like,
yeah.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, first of all, Garcelle, you didn't say a fucking word during the secret society meeting, but the minute you got chance to throw Dorit under the bus, oh my God, did you do it? Oh
well,
my
Garcelle
God.
Garcelle is not an enemy you want to make.
No.
She's smart.
She is, I'm fucking here for it.
And I think last week when Erica exploded on her, I was like, big mistake. Big mistake.
Huge mistake.
No, because I think Garcelle in her head was like, all right, that's the last time I try to help you. But yeah. She's like, she doesn't have a bullshit. But yeah.
But
like,
then
asked everything.
Then to top that shit, Dorit throws Sutton all the way under the bus. It's like, oh, okay. I'm not going to be under here alone, bitch. You're going
buses
with me.
Buses were driving everywhere. Buses
oh my God. They were just backing up and running people over left and right.
Hit. The ambulances are coming. Ambulances are hitting people.
Yeah.
It's
Teddy's all, just watching like a tennis match. He's like, what? The fuck is happening?
Sonya's
oh,
hanging off
fucking
the back
God.
Of the bus peeing.
Yeah, she's peeing. She's
leaving a trail of
she's peeing urine all over the place. Teddy's just like, this is the greatest place I've ever been to. Greatest Christmas ever. Oh my God,
and
Teddy.
He's like, thanks for having me back. And they're all like, who is that?
Like, Teddy, you don't even fucking go here, okay?
What are you doing? You don't go to this one. And she's like, oh, guys, stop making this about yourself. I'm Teddy. And I was like, Teddy, shut the fuck up.
You don't even go
everyone
here.
Everyone continue the drama. Continue being
yeah,
insane.
Keep going. Can we talk about the $20 million elephant in the room?
Ooh.
Oh, snap.
I loved it.
I and don't like, believe for one motherfucking second that you don't know that you have $20 million in your own LLC bank account. I don't for one fucking second. Erica, I tried so hard to defend you. I've
and
tried.
Sutton has been here. Oh, well, are
so,
you saying yourself personally?
Yes, I have tried so fucking hard to say that you're innocent. But girl, you are tearing this shit apart. I am so sorry. Erica, I cannot support this. You no. are a liar and you're a fucking emotionless robot. Period. The end. I still
and
love
she's
you though.
Guilty as hell.
But
and,
you're guilty
oh,
as
guess
fuck.
What came out last night, late last night.
What?
So I should have texted it to you, but one of the gossip columns got their hands on like the full, the like lawyer papers as of like
yeah.
the most recent.
Yeah.
And the like $200 million. Yeah. Or she's like, well, if there was $200 million or how much
20
was
million,
it?
20, 20,
20 million. She was like, if there was, I sure don't know where it went. But it has a full breakdown of $25 million that
she knows Erica where it went.
Company, that where AJ Global went. No, but it's a full breakdown. Like it has
like
they paid this makeup artist $1,000.
A makeup artist, yeah. Oh, I want to see that.
September 19th, whatever year. Like,
ooh,
it's like
send that
years,
to
like,
me, girl. Send it.
But it has like the actual legal.
I love
stuff.
It.
It's like not.
My God,
not
you are coming correct and you look stunning. I'm sorry. I said it. You look fantastic. You're giving me life today. You're giving me life.
The thermostat thing, if you saw me in real life, you'd be like, Allison, you good? I'm like, it's probably.
You're like, giving me life.
Hey, God bless Zoom.
Can I just ask what Garcelle's sister's kidney lawsuit has to do with anything?
Because all of these lawsuits that Tom has, he covered a lot of medical stuff
yes.
too. Like those women had cancer. But, and it's like you win it and they're supposed to get their settlement. And so Garcelle's sister's kidney lawsuit, her sister's like, oh no, my attorney's just being late. And apparently it was a shady attorney similar to that. So she's like, no, yeah. I know what it's like to see someone innocently believe. And if that's what.
But it's like, it was a weird drop in that was
oh,
not.
Yeah, she's, to make it like, yeah, to add. It's, yeah. What is it like when you're writing a speech, you have to have like ethos, pathos.
Yeah.
And, going back to my rhetoric classes. But I was like, oh, she's adding like the emotion. Like,
yeah, she's putting it in. Yeah.
But she just wanted to like just kind of put that knife in and twist.
Yeah. But then Erica.
Tom did that.
Erica.
Tom did that. Then fuck Tom.
Then like, fuck yes, Tom. Ourselves. Yes, I know. I wrote that down. But why is Erica defending Tom? She's like, I'm sure he had no idea. I know. What the fuck is happening here? One minute, she's like, he's a monster. The next minute, she's defending him. One minute, he talks to her. One minute, she doesn't talk to him. One minute, she has no money. The next minute, she has money. I don't understand. And she's like, all the money needs to go.
Nobody knows the answers.
Nobody knows what she goes through at night.
She goes, nobody knows the answers but him. And just like, she repeats everything. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
You have to ask him. I have to ask him. But then Garcelle is still going on about this inner circle thing. She's like, what is this, a competition? Is this a competition?
Oh, yeah.
Well, because, for who supports Erica the most?
And she's like, oh, so what, you're talking about me behind my back? You're just having a committee meeting or blah, blah, blah. Like,
yeah.
I don't know why I'm losing my Erica voice. Because I can't even do it the Chicago voice. It's like, you're guilty as fuck, bitch. It's not funny anymore. Yeah. Like, I can't do it. Like,
you
like,
had it coming.
They're all having a meeting about me behind my back.
Oh, you had a secret meeting about me, huh? See?
Yeah, and it's like, so
I can't do my eyebrows myself, see?
Now that I've been watching it, like either on my laptop, but like with higher definition, I get what you've been saying about
it's
the eyebrows.
It's too much. It's too fucking much.
I apologize. The only thing I've been wrong about with Erica this season is
the eyebrows.
The eyebrows are fine.
I'm like, no, they're not, like, girl. No, they're not. I'm a big enough person to admit I've been completely wrong about everything except the eyebrows.
Yeah. It's Tommy. Please say it's not
about fucking time. It's about the eyebrows. Realized it.
It's about the eyebrows. Don't make it about Tom. It's about Tom.
But they make it like, it's because Rena and Kyle are being so shady and like being like, well, no, we believe in you. It's just blah, blah, blah. And that's why, because then all the old guard, it's like goes and follows Erica. She like cries or whatever. And like, the new girl, like Crystal.
Garcelle. Yeah. They're. By the way, did we notice that Kathy was not at the secret meeting?
Yeah,
Kathy was not there.
I love Kathy to death, but would you bring her to any kind of secret meeting that you had?
No.
I mean, be honest. I love her to death, and she is.
But then it's so fucking funny. She had the fucking nerve to tell Erica that all this questioning was good practice for her.
Well, because Kyle's like, I don't know, I just feel weird. I feel weird that there are questions, and Kathy's like twirling a straw and just like casually goes. It's good practice.
It's good practice.
And like Erica's like, I just don't know.
That's exactly why you don't invite her to a secret meeting.
But then, seriously, Sutton got by all these ladies. They set it up for her to say all this shit, and then every single one of them backed out of what they said. They were all Team Sutton, and then in front of Erica, they're like, oh, no, I think it's fine. I'm here to support you.
I don't love them doing it. That Sutton's like, no, I'll do it. Like, instead of being like she didn't cower. Yeah. She
did it. She's like, shaky. That's not what you said Saturday night. That's not what you said Saturday night. That's not what you said Saturday night. And then,
Sutton, she asked the questions that all of us want.
Oh, hell yes. And I don't think it gets any better next week. Next week, it goes fucking off, dude. Next week, they did like the horror movie, like, shit flashes. It was like, it's that bad.
The black and white ones. Yeah. Like, but yeah, I think Garcelle was like, well, the victims are the most important thing.
Right. And then Erica's like, of course they are. Of course they are.
That's what we're saying. And she's like, I haven't heard anyone say it. And then like Kathy's like, yeah, well, it's the victims, their families. And Erica's like, look, it's not about me. I'm not worried about it. All this for me.
I'm worried about them.
I'm the last
on
the list. And I'm like, then why are you, like, you have a legal team being like, oh, Erica's things shouldn't be touched. So
yeah, you have a legal team that keeps leaving. You can't keep a legal team. You can't keep people on your side. It's ridiculous.
Can I just say also, Dorit's prayer?
Oh my fucking God. Oh wait, my fucking God.
I might be misquoting it, but I believe she said, give me time to realize my crime.
Let me
grow and heal. If you don't realize, I'm doing the opening lyrics to Do You Really Want to Hurt Me by Boy George. But if you listen to that, I was like, this could be about that. Give me time to realize my crime. Let me grow and heal.
I almost peed myself just now. Oh my God.
I listened to that song like 5 times this morning. To
As a citizen of the world, give me
time. But she did an insane prayer and she's like, let us get through this and may God be with us.
Be with us all.
Rather than late us. As citizens of the world, I want God to join us on this world in which we are citizens and come soon. Anyways.
I can't take it, dude.
I want to. I want Ramona Singer to get on Erica Jane's legal
team. Oh my god!
Look, that's not how the system works.
It's not how it works. Look, we need Kim Kardashian.
They didn't steal money. They didn't steal money. It's okay.
We need to get Kim Kardashian on our legal team. Get it before Jen Shah does.
Oh, and also, why did Sutton make like a gag face after she gave Erica a present? She's like, "Oh, I have a jazzy present."
From when George, from one Georgia girl to another. Erica's like, "I'm throwing this in the trash."
Like, as she turned around to it. Like, was she truly gagging? Like, was she just having her normal straight vodka, which I also love vodka.
I don't know. Maybe she was, but it was a little bit shady.
I love give Sutton like the center
put
diamond.
The fucking
I love
crown
that.
On her
like
head.
This was good work. Cause that,
she's
like,
nailing
she
just, it. She's nailing it.
It was. This was like a it's like a batshit crazy Housewives version of 12 Angry Men. That's what it felt
it's
like.
It's fucking fantastic. I was in 12 Angry Men.
Oh, really? Like
I was.
Female version of it?
Yes. Uh-huh. I sure was. It was fantastic. Yeah, that's what we have this week. Next week's gonna be fucking bananas, yo.
It's gonna be so good. And I mean, even this week, current affairs are bananas. That thing just dropped today. Like the
girl, yes.
It broke down.
Send it to me. You must send it to me. I need before I finish my work that I need to do for my job, I've gotta read that.
Yeah,
I gotta get in the right headspace.
I suttoned out hard, like reading like on my phone, like zooming in, like screenshotting.
I love it so much.
And then like it's like, who here sought legal counsel against
her? Oh my god, nobody raised their hand but Sutton.
Did. No, and then and like I was like, well, I asked someone.
Well, I asked
like, but I was sitting in my bed watching and I raised
my hand. I was like, me.
I've sought legal counsel.
I have.
We cover you on a podcast.
Yeah, we're just making sure we're safe here.
Are we good? Are we good?
We're covering our asses here. Okay, we good? Are we good?
I feel like we need to have the legal eagle on here to start talking.
Oh, we might need our legal eagle when we talk about this.
A lot to break down.
We do have representation in this. Our legal eagle will represent us in court. Yeah. So.
And if not,
well,
poor
I don't.
George,
well, I don't.
Poor
I don't,
George, if not poor George, we're old PK.
I don't know if she'll actually represent us in court.
She probably won't. She'll probably leave us out, hang us out to dry.
That would be a big mistake for her. I wouldn't blame her.
Huge mistake. Big mistake. Huge.
Huge.
Huge. You can find us on all your favorite podcast platforms. You can find us on pftmedia.com. You can find us on rhorpodcast.com. You can find all of our sponsors there. You can link to buy our merchandise. You can click to join our Patreon. We have so many awesome members. You get so much great shit over there. We've got the full Martin interview. Video Martin interview is fantastic. You can find us on all the social media. You can also on our website, you can find Allison's other show, Witty Bitch. It's fantastic. Check that
plus,
out.
Don't forget when they join Patreon.
Yeah,
they actually,
you get to come sit in on a show.
Yes, you get to watch the magic happen.
You get to watch it happen. And you can leave us a voicemail at 434-214-0045.
And if you'd like to email us, you can email us at show@rhorpodcast.com. Leon at rhorpodcast.com.
Can you spell that for me, please?
LEON.
You did it.
Good job.
Yeah. Scarlett with one T
at
rhorpodcast.com. Or Allison with two L's. At rhorpodcast.com.
All right, guys. Well, I got to go pee because you made me laugh so hard. Now I really have to go to the bathroom. I love you
so much.
I love you guys so much.
You're the best.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, bye, everyone. Bye.
Astroglide is what you use when you have sex.
Go, kooky girls.
Bitch, fix your fucking face.
You're a sloppy chihuahua.
I'd be praying for you, though.
Shut the up, Ramona.
A PFT Media production.